This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's the first of the month and the first time many Coloradans have to pay rent or a mortgage since much of the state shut down because of coronavirus. Thousands of people have lost their jobs or have had their hours cut. Debbie DeZuris works at a Home Depot in Loveland. She's taking paid time off so she doesn't infect her immunocompromised husband. She says money is already tight.
It's always down to the last penny, and just the littlest thing can tip the scale, and then you're digging yourself back out for months.
Governor Polis asked landlords to forego evictions and penalties for late rent 2 weeks ago. Leaders at the Air Force Academy have eased social distancing restrictions after two cadet suicides in less than a week. The Gazette reports the Academy received complaints about how policies to slow the spread of COVID-19 made the school like a prison. Academy leaders say cadets are now able to go off campus for drive-through food, wear civilian clothing on Fridays, and gather in small groups. The changes were made in response to the deaths, but it's not clear how social isolation played a role in those suicides. A long court battle between a Basalt resident and the town government over alleged violations of Colorado's open meetings law is moving to the State Court of Appeals. The Aspen Times reports Ted Guy filed a lawsuit against Basalt officials in 2016. He argues the town council didn't release enough information about matters discussed in executive sessions and over email and text. A previous court ruling found some of the town's actions were legal and others were not. Arguments are scheduled to begin in May. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.